Hey, Justin.
Hey, Nikki.
How's your week been?
Wild, overwhelming, crazy, but I think that this week has taught me a lot about myself.
Like what?
A lot of reflection has been going on. A lot of reflection.
Reflecting about what?
Everything. So in general, I'm learning what I hate more.
Yes, about what I hate. Or
what
in
I hate
general?
About people and things that people do.
Okay.
Okay, for one, I hate texting.
Why?
I do not like it. I do not like texting.
I do not like it.
No, many reasons. I think things too often get misconstrued.
True.
And then one thing I hate about texting is people not replying to my message if I ask them a direct question.
You do that.
I do that. So I'm not without sin in this at all. But like, I hate it so much. So I ask somebody, would you like to hang out? If you're not free at this time, would you be free this next day? And then they did not reply. I posted a picture.
How long do they not reply for?
They still haven't replied.
When did you text them?
2 days ago.
Okay.
So I post a picture the next day on Instagram, and they like the picture. But they don't respond to the question that I asked. So what does that mean? They do not want to hang out, right?
Probably. If
That's
they
rude.
Wanted to hang out, they would have just said, yeah, let's
That's
hang
rude.
Out.
That's rude. I do not like that.
So would you rather them just say no?
Yes, I would rather
if
them say no.
If they just said N-O, you'd be like, okay.
Yes, it's like being ghosted, but not being ghosted. Like, that's...
Are they a close friend?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to drop a name?
I could, but I think that's petty. I'm not going to do that. But she knows who she is.
Oh, she?
Yeah, let's not play the guessing game, but she knows who she is. But anyway, so I've learned that I hate texting.
Okay.
And then also, I feel like I haven't been honest with everybody.
Who's everybody?
Like, just the world. You know, I've been actually going through a lot, and I'm sure some people know, but I'm sure there's people out there that don't know. But I think honesty is always the best policy, and I feel like I haven't been forthcoming with people. If y'all don't know, I've been struggling with a lot of things. One thing in particular being that I actually have a confession to make.
A confession.
Yeah, I have ADHD.
Is it ADHD? Y'all, if y'all could see my face right now, like, my face has been, like, quivering. I don't know what Justin was about to say.
I have ADHD.
HD or just ADD?
It's one or both, because I think I have that for real. Because when I can't think sometimes, like, so much goes through my mind at once. Sometimes I forget what I'm doing. If I'm cooking, I'm like, where's the lid to the thing that I was cooking? And then I'm like, oh, it's right here. I lose my phone, even though I just had it in my hand 5 minutes earlier.
That happens to a lot of people.
If I have a list of things that I need to get done, I'm like, I'll be sitting there for 10 minutes thinking, what should I do first? And I don't think that's normal. Like, it's getting worse, like, to the point where, like, I can't concentrate. Like, even when I'm studying, but I'm scared to, like, tell my dad that I need medication.
Don't tell your dad.
Okay.
You have to tell your dad. You're 22 years old.
What?
You do not have to tell your dad. Like,
because I don't want them to think I'm crazy, but I think I need
you
medication.
You don't have to tell him. How is he going to know what's going inside your body?
I need medication, honestly.
Is there a camera following you around?
I don't know, but I need medication for real though.
Then go see someone about it. You're 22 years old.
Is that yeah?
You're not 15.
I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna just buy the medication because I need that. I hope it's not expensive, but I really need some ADD medicine because I can't think. Like, it's terrible. Like, it's getting like really bad.
Well, we didn't say this, but welcome to Polar Opposites.
Oh yeah, welcome. What a welcome, right?
If you're new, Hey,
I'm Justin.
And I'm Nikki.
Sorry, yeah. We forgot to introduce ourselves.
This is a weekly rant.
Yeah, you know? I just needed to get a few things off my chest. But, Nikki, how was your week this week?
My week was... It was a lot of me getting back into, like, a better mental state after being really stressed about, like, exams.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had 4 exams in, like,
God.
8 days or something like that. So I was just really stressed during that time. And after that, I was like, okay, I'm going to take a couple of, like, mental break days. But then I was like, oh, I still have stuff to do. So, mm-hmm. like, let me not completely disregard everything. And then my mom came this weekend, which was nice. We hung out a bit. which was nice. There were some not so nice parts.
Oh, really? What did the not tell? Spill everything.
Spill the tea. So I think the first night she came, she initially didn't want to do anything. I was like, oh, let's go out and eat. And she's like, I don't want to go anywhere. Like,
okay.
I was like, so you just came here to like sit in a hotel or what? I mean, you drove all the way here for what? But we eventually went out to eat. She didn't get anything. But then she starts talking to me about like my future plans. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is coming. It's coming. It came real quick.
Do you wanna go into detail?
No, basically she does not want me to do what I want to do. And she's like, why don't you do this?
Oh, y'all had that. Y'all had that discussion?
We had that discussion. Great.
See, I knew there was a reason why she wanted
Very
to come and talk to you.
Very quickly that discussion happened. Like no casual conversation at dinner. Why don't you be a pharmacist? Why can't you be a doctor? These people aren't smarter than you. I'm like, I'm not saying these people are smarter than me. She's like, your cousin's not smarter than you. You're smarter than him. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, why don't you be a dentist? Why don't you be that? Why don't you be this? I'm like, because I don't want to. But yeah, that was like an annoying conversation. But after that, it was kind of fine. Last night, my parents were talking about a future. In my opinion, he's not a potential suitor. In my parents' opinion, he's my future husband.
Yeah, Nikki has people after her, apparently, like, trying
to get wife.
My parents
literally think this man is going to be my future husband. They're whispering about it on the phone.
But you knew what they were talking about, though.
Yes, I mean, they were, like, speaking in Igbo as if they know, like, they don't think I understand Igbo, but right. They know I understand. After my mom got off the phone, she's like, you understood what we were saying, right? And I was like, yes! What do you mean?
Yes!
I know exactly what you're saying. Your phone volume is on the maximum. I could hear my dad talking on the phone also. You turning off speaker didn't do anything. The way you're yelling on the phone, obviously I heard what you're talking about.
So what are you going to do about the whole situation with them trying to get you to marry or talk to some guy that you don't vibe with?
I'm not going to marry some guy that I don't like because he comes from a quote-unquote good family or he has a good job. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not, like, if our personalities don't mesh and, like, he doesn't make me laugh and, like, I feel, like, bubbly and good and, like, even a little bit nervous around him, like, why am I gonna
be with somebody?
No.
I know. Like, for me, it's like, you don't really know this person. They live really far away. Why are you forcing yourself to, like, be with this one person just because?
I don't understand. Like, I met the dude. I talked to him really once when I was in Nigeria. So I don't understand why my parents are, like, so wrapped up in this guy that, like, I really talked to one time for, like, 20 minutes.
Right.
Why?
I think it's going to get worse. I think what you need to do is communicate better with them and tell them
individually that I do not like this guy. Individually. When my dad called, I told you my dad called me and asked me if I was inviting this guy to my graduation. This guy lives like 7,000 miles away across an ocean.
A whole ass body of water.
A whole ass ocean. And my dad asked me if I'm inviting this guy to my graduation. I was like, no, like that never even crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. And I told him I don't really like him. This weekend, I told my mom I don't like the guy.
And they're not listening.
Still, they're having this conversation. Like, mom's like, it's okay. You know, sometimes people fall in love right away. Sometimes it takes time to build. I was like, no, like, I'm not marrying this guy because you
the
want
way
me
she's talking is
guy.
Like, he has money, he's successful. Well, why don't marry him?
I already told y'all I'm not about just money. I'm not a gold digger.
Right.
You need to bring something else to the table.
Yeah. And money is not the only thing. Mm-mm. But for me, my week was pretty good. I had my friend come and see me for this weekend, so she stayed with me. We went to 6th Street and we partied it up.
Partied it up.
Yeah. And then we went to a donut place that's popular on 6th Street. So we were waiting in line for quite a bit of time because there's a lot of people there that wanted donuts. So we finally get to the register. And then I came to a realization.
That show's expensive.
No.
Oh, what?
completely opposite. I came to a realization that I'm sexy.
What?
I came to really okay, so we get to the register and I pull out
just
my
even throwing curveballs today.
I pull out my debit card, I'm ready to pay, and then the dude goes, oh, y'all can go free. And I was like, what?
It was probably because of Infinity, not you.
That's damn. But
dreams to be honest, crushed.
It probably was, because I've never got free shit in my life ever. I've always had to pay for something. Female privilege.
Is it female privilege or attractive privilege?
Okay, well, if I got free stuff, that means I'm attractive too. I'm dead. But yeah, we got free donuts, so I was happy because I never get free stuff.
What's that place called again?
Voodoo.
Yeah,
Voodoo
that donuts. Place is expensive.
What's expensive like for donuts? Like $3 for $3 one. Hell no.
Aren't they?
I don't know. More. I
went there one time freshman year.
I didn't pay.
It's not cheap.
No, but so as we were leaving Sixth Street, we were ready to go home. Like it reached a level where we're like, all right, it's time to go home.
It's time to go.
We were calling an Uber, and this time everybody is also calling an Uber. So we were waiting. It was hella cold. I did not want to be there anymore, and I needed to pee. So I do not like using public restrooms. So
you'd rather pee in the public in the bush.
Yeah. Then
are you Bushman?
Nah, but I did not want to use a public restroom, so I was holding the pee as long as I could. It felt like we were waiting in the cold for an hour. So eventually, I was like, my bladder can't take this anymore. And I heard it's bad to actually hold your pee. So I remember I was kind of drunk. drunk. And I remember asking, where's the bathroom? Like
that voice that you make, like, you never talk like that. But every time you, like, have a recollection of what you're saying, you make that weird voice.
Well, that's the voice that I hear in my head. Really? So I was like, where's the restroom? So I did not want to get arrested for peeing in public. So
that
I was
happened
like,
to one of my friends.
Oh, really?
Well, they didn't get arrested, but the cop was like,
oh, shit. Oh, he was like, do not do that or I will arrest you.
They were at the Capitol, too.
No, why would you do that? That's
stupid. You're drunk and stupid.
No, why are you at the Capitol drunk anyway?
It's not that far from downtown.
I know, but still, I never find myself in that area at all. Very strange. But anyway, so it's like, I do not want to get arrested for peeing in public. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I could not take it anymore. I find some parking garage around the
parking
corner.
Parking garage?
Yeah, I don't know where we
not
were.
Not even a bush?
No.
A parking garage?
Like, I went and looped around in a corner somewhere. I looked to see if anybody was there. And I just relieved myself. And that was the best decision that I ever made. We finally got the Uber and we went home. So I was happy.
You're nasty.
No, I mean, I'm not being in a nasty-ass public restroom, and I didn't want to walk back on 6 to find...
In a garage, though? Like, on cement?
Yes! I don't care.
Pee is
it evaporates.
Like... No, it's not just water.
I don't care.
Aren't you... Like, what?
No, I don't care. I don't care. People have done far worse. People have done far worse.
Though.
Hell no. Hell no. So the next day, we went to Rainy Street, which is like a... I don't know, how would you describe Rainy Street?
It's a little bit older scene. It's less crazy than Sixth Street.
Right.
But still a bunch of, like, bars.
Yeah, they're cool vibe.
Yeah, they're in, like, old houses that have been revamped.
Converted to bars, basically. So we went there. We found a bar that we really liked. And we were hungry. So at this place, there was a food truck that was attached to the building. And we decided to go there. And they serve wings. So we were waiting in line. It was pretty cold. And I was like, okay, they're going to eventually, like, get our food ready once we order. And I'm in line with this dude. And this guy in front of me, I was like, hey, have you been here before?
Never trust a drunk person, honestly.
Well, I don't think he was drunk is the thing. I think he was completely sober. Mm. So I go, hey, have you eaten here before? And he goes, yeah, yeah, the food here is amazing. Best wings in the city, bro. Best wings. And I was like, okay, this is some good...
This must be it.
Yeah, this must be
Chief
it.
Chief called and what did he say?
He said, this shit is good. So I was like, okay, I'll take his word for it. So we order our food. We waited for a long time. They said it would be a 20-minute wait. I was like, fine. If it's good, then it's going to be worth it. We waited. 25 minutes later, we get the text that our food is ready. And we go up there and get it. And I was looking at the food, and the wings were kind of small. Red flag number one. I should have noted this. And then the next thing, they don't look that good, but I'm like, not everything has to look good. It sure as hell might taste good. So I get my wing, I taste it, I take a bite. And then my face starts twisting. I'm like...
What? Your face starts twisting?
Yeah, my face starts twisting. I was like, is this what he was hyping up and saying that was so good? I was like, this shit is trash. It's not good. Like,
first, I have to ask, was he?
Was he what? Oh, he was white. Yes.
White.
Not white, but he was white, yes. Okay. So, red, maybe that, could that have been red flag number two?
That could have been a red flag, you know.
Taking a suggestion from him. Like, the way he said it, it made it seem like this is going to be some good-ass food. It was not.
He may just have a bad opinion. I've had really good fried chicken in Austin.
It wasn't fried chicken. It was just wings, like Pluckers. Mm-hmm. But Pluckers was better than what I had. Like, that wing was not good. So while I was eating the wings, I see this man across the room. He keeps, like, looking at us. And I'm like, is he okay? And he's, like, dancing and moving. And then he comes over to our table. I'm like, that's fine. This isn't our table. Like, there's chairs around, so you can sit there. And he sits down, and then he starts wiggling and wobbling. I'm like, what? Are you okay? And then he could...
Did you say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just looking at him. I was just confused. I was like, did somebody, like, slip something? I thought that...
Slip something?
I was like, what's wrong with him? Because the way he was wiggling... We were sitting on bar stools. He was wiggling and wobbling on this stool. I was like, are you... like... I was like, this man is not okay. And the way he was looking, I was like, it's looking like he's about to throw up. Mm. So I was like, I think it's time to go. So we left, and...
That's when you call it a night.
Yeah, that's when... It was only 6:40 is the thing. So how can you be that drunk at 6:40 and there's still light? I don't get it. Like, to me, I'm like, you must be going through something, because I could not imagine...
You might be going through it.
Being that drunk that early in the day. I'm like, this man needs help. But if y'all need help, get the help you need. But that was nasty. So then after that, we went to Unbelievable, which is another place on Rainy. And yeah, it was pretty cool. They had a vending machine. Well, it is a vending machine, but it's like a game though, where you, like, there's a big claw. And it reaches down to get the prizes inside the...
A claw machine?
Okay, a claw machine.
That's what they're called.
So this was not your average claw machine. Instead,
it was not. Actually, I remember this. It was not.
Inside...
It was a little dirty.
Yeah, there was...
A little risque.
The toy... Oh, toys? Actually, it was a toy. The sex toys. It was dildos in there. And I was like, I was not going to pay for that. So there were these people that were watching us looking at the vending claw machine filled with dildos, and they're like, "Oh, let's use it." So it was $5 for 3 tries, and I was like, "I don't have the coins."
No, because the regular
for that.
Ones don't even work.
Hell
so
no.
You're
so
probably not getting anything.
He let us try it one time, and of course, it didn't work because that shit is rigged. The way it's made, that shit is
it
rigged.
It just slips through.
Yeah, it just happens to slip through every single
the
time.
The last second, it just falls it's, through.
That shit is rigged. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was pretty cool. That was it for, like, my week. I didn't do anything particularly that interesting. But, yeah, that was it for me.
Pet peeves.
Pet peeves?
Pet peeves. What are your pet peeves?
Besides people not texting back? Nah. I mean, I have a lot, but this isn't the episode for pet peeves.
Okay. So, well, mine is, actually, this happened to me this week. Like, when someone compliments you, and then they're expecting a compliment back.
Oh, hell no.
Have you ever had
I'm
that
not
happen
like
to
that.
You?
No.
Really?
Well, nobody really compliments me, so. I guess I'm ugly or something, but.
Oh, no, it's like someone will compliment you, and then they'll, like, you'll be like, thank you, and then they'll just look at you like they're expecting something back. Am I supposed to tip you? Am I supposed to, like, make something up
no.
to compliment you?
Like, that's sad. So some people compliment to receive a compliment.
I guess.
That's,
they're no, fishing for something.
If there's nothing about you that I'm openly going to be vocalizing a compliment, then I'm not going
to
say
If I wanted
anything.
To compliment you, I would have.
Yeah, so you should not expect a compliment if I give a compliment. Very strange.
Strange.
Very strange.
Yeah, that happened to me this week.
Damn. So, what's been happening in the news?
In the news. Ooh.
Okay.
Jordan Woods.
Oh, no.
Tristan Thompson.
Not this.
Khloe Kardashian.
Nah, not this.
Scandal of February 2019.
I think this will be the first and last time we will be discussing the Kardashians on this podcast. Because, y'all, if anybody knows me, I can't stand them. I think they're, like, fake.
They are fake, but... Why do millions of people follow them?
I don't know. You tell me. You follow them, apparently.
It's interesting. I do. You know, I don't really watch their show that much, but it's interesting.
So what's been going on with them?
Jordan has allegedly cheated or, like, made out, done some bad, I don't know, done
some
stuff.
Betrayal
with,
shit.
Yeah, with Tristan Thompson, baby daddy of Khloe Kardashian. And basically, this week, Jada Pinkett Smith invited her on her show, Red Table Talk. Mm-hmm. Right? You watched it?
I did watch it, but okay. not willingly.
You watched it.
Not willingly.
You watched it.
Not
you watched
willingly.
It. Okay. So we both watched it, and thought it was pretty interesting. One thing I wish that Jada had asked Jordan is, did she kiss him back?
Wait, but tell people, if you're out there and you don't know, which I doubt that y'all don't know.
You don't know. Everyone knows by this point, honestly. Even if you didn't watch it, everyone knows. Basically, Jordan said that there's some, like, hanging over of her leg, over Tristan's leg, sitting on the arm of the chair next to him. Apparently all innocent
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so this, apparently they were all at a party, was it this weekend
yeah,
or something?
I don't know when it was.
It happened a few days ago.
It was a party at Tristan's house. First of all, she shouldn't have been there. She admitted that. She stayed there. She was drunk. She stayed there until like 6 a.m. the next morning. Mm-hmm. And she said she wasn't the only person who was there until 6 a.m.
Okay.
But she said where the story gets dicey is that when she was leaving, Tristan kissed her.
Controversy.
Controversy.
Ooh, wow.
But she's with your best friend's sister.
Honestly, there's a whole lot of wrong. People think it's wrong that she was even at his house in the first place. Is that strange?
I don't think it's strange because it's like, I don't know. Would you be like, I don't know. That's a weird, I don't know. It's a weird question. But it's like me hanging out like with my sister's potential husband, like in a weird situation, like at a party, mm-hmm. like it's late, being drunk, and like my sister's not there.
Okay.
You know, it's weird if you're both like young and attractive mm-hmm. and like there's influence around, you know, it's like it's a dicey situation. Mm-hmm. It's not black or white,
right.
But it's kind of a situation maybe you shouldn't be putting yourself in, you know?
Yeah. So basically she was like defending herself, saying that whatever happened between them was innocent. That's what I remember
saying. She was saying the initial stuff was innocent, but that when she was leaving, Tristan kissed her. But she didn't say if she pushed him away mm-hmm. or if she just stood there or she kissed him back.
Mm-hmm.
And Jada never asked her. I was like, I feel like this is the really important part right
here. Right, and
she did not press her at all. She didn't press her, and then Jordan didn't answer.
So I think somebody's not telling the truth. Like, of course, we weren't there, so we don't know what happened. But
yeah, but I feel like there's some information being left out, definitely.
Yeah, and honestly, I think this is all publicity for the show. I don't think any of this is real, or if it is real.
Are their lives real?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if she really did have all those babies. I don't know if this whole thing is all made up.
Who had those babies? What?
All of them. I don't
really?
Know.
You think their babies are
nah,
fake?
No. But I think that this storyline is real. But with all this, all of them like tweeting and jumping on social media,
it gets messy.
This shit is becoming more for the show. Yes, she's probably mad that her husband cheated on her, but she's like, wait, this could be ratings gold for our show. So Kris Jenner is like, oh, y'all need to tweet.
Honestly,
y'all need to do this.
Khloé should have never got back with him because like they. When she's going to labor, this man was cheating on her. And she at one point, she's like, oh, I want to have another baby. Like, it'll be good for True.
No.
You're stupid.
If he's willing to cheat on you when
you're pregnant
or about to have a
baby,
then he's not willing to ride for you at all.
Throw him in the trash.
I'm just saying, like, it's one thing to cheat, but in that situation,
that's
in
the
public,
most like vulnerable kind of situation to be in and then be cheated
putting
on.
Putting stress
terrible.
On somebody like that? That's horrible.
That's terrible.
Like, I think would you say that's cause for divorce if you got cheated on in that situation? Would you
Yes, that's like.
Really?
That's
so
not
you
even,
just have a baby and you're going to divorce this guy for
yeah,
making a mistake?
Yeah, I'm not. What am I going to do? Bring a mistake. A mistake. I've seen that video. It's not a mistake. It's not a.
Okay, make wrong choice of words, maybe?
No, I feel like he did that on purpose. He knew what he was doing. He's at a public place where people can see him. He's with multiple girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a, oh, I accidentally happened into the situation. You know, maybe I was late with a coworker one night and things just happened. That's like a deliberately going out and doing something.
Yeah.
That's not.
There's no going back from that.
That's
right?
Not a mistake.
That's trash. I mean, but personally, like, I know, like, cheating is terrible, but I kind of applaud her for wanting to stay in a relationship like that and keep your family together. Because I guess we've had the privilege of our parents, like, being together all our lives, so I couldn't imagine, like, being in a broken household
like that. I've, like, talked to people who think it's better that their parents are divorced. There are kids who would rather have their parents divorced than, like, grow up in the toxic environment that they've been growing up in, where their parents don't talk to each other, they're fighting all the time. That's, like, really negatively affects children. Yeah, so it's, like, better to cut it off and, like, have two separate happy households than to, like, grow up in a toxic environment.
Honestly. I don't know. But, I think their whole family is messed up.
But, like, imagine being, like, a two-year-old hearing your parents constantly fighting. Like, you think that's what a relationship looks like. That's not a good way to raise a child, honestly.
Learn from the good stuff and don't follow the bad things, I guess.
But when you're so young, it's, like, that's what you know. So that's why it's, like, not good to, like, keep those situations, because kids are impressionable.
Right, that's
and that, like, affects their future relationships. They think, oh, well, my parents did this. Like, that must be okay for a relationship, you know? It's okay to be cheated on.
Yeah.
You, like, think it's acceptable when it's really not, like, the standard that you should be having for yourself.
But put yourself in, what's your name, Kylie Jenner's situation. Like, would you befriend Jordan again?
I don't know. I feel like I'd have to be in that type of situation to know how I would respond. It's not something I could, like, theoretically imagine.
I'm putting myself in that situation. Your best friend, if your best friend does something like, I would never do something like that. Ever.
I would never do anything
so
like that.
The fact that she would shows me that, you know, I don't think they're, like, friends like that, because I don't know of any of my friends that would
do something
like that.
I guess from Jordan's, like, perspective, she didn't do anything wrong.
I don't believe that.
I don't think that she was not at fault, but, like, and I think that's what her perspective is, right? That, at least that's what came across on the show.
I don't know. She didn't seem honest to me at all. Like, I was, like, reading body language. I was like, something's not adding up.
It seems like one of those things where you get caught and then you have to apologize. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, I'm sincerely sorry. It's like, oh, I have to say sorry because I was caught in the act of doing whatever you're doing.
Mm-mm. Hey, but honestly, this whole situation, look, we even brought it up on the podcast, so they're doing their work, so.
They're getting their coin.
Yeah, they're getting their coin somehow, so. I hate talking about them, but we just had, the story is too big to not, like, at least discuss it or some aspects of it. But there's another story that I want to talk about. Michael Jackson. Have you been hearing about what's been going on with him?
I've seen headlines. I haven't read into it.
Okay, so basically, a documentary premiered at the Sundance Film Festival called Finding Neverland. And Neverland
Oh, I heard about that a while ago, but yeah okay.
So basically, there are two men that are coming out with accusations, alleging that Michael Jackson abused them as children. So these were people who in the past said glowing things about Michael Jackson, that he never, like, did anything. And now they're not going with that story and are instead saying that he did, you know, touch them or do whatever. So I remember in 2005... the whole case was a big deal, like, with Michael Jackson going to court and for those,
A lot of stuff was happening, like, prior to his death.
There was accusations, but the trial happened in, like, 2005, based on allegations that were made in 2003. So, basically, this documentary, the information that's being presented is salacious, and people, like, don't know whether to believe, like, them or to believe in Michael Jackson's innocence.
Well, I think the funny thing about that is that he is dead, so, like, you can't get his side of the story now, you know? So I think that's, like, maybe that's a dicey part of it that is coming out after he's gone, you know? So it's, like, you can't get his side of the story. But also, I feel like I'm one of those type of people who wants to believe people who are giving stories like that, for the most part. I don't know, it's hard to come forward with those types of stories because there is a lot of stigma around it. There is, like, even if you really, really have gone through something, there are people who will, like, turn on you and say they either don't believe you or, like, they'll just, like, cut you off and, like, look at you negatively for something that happened to you that wasn't your fault.
But my thing is that with the whole, like, 2005 trial that happened with Michael Jackson, while Michael Jackson was out vacationing or whatever, the FBI or whoever raided his house and were looking for, like, any evidence of, like, child pornography or,
Do they think they're gonna find something in his house?
I don't know. But there was a safe that they're like, oh, this is it. And then inside the safe was, like, legal documents and stuff like that. So the whole search
that they did. If you're doing something like that, you're probably not keeping stuff like that in your house. He had, like, little children at the time, right? So I feel like even if he, let's say he was doing this stuff, I don't think he'd be keeping it at his house.
No.
Like, for easy access. That's strange. No.
That's strange. But, so, what's making me mad about this story is that Oprah Winfrey is now wanting to sit down with the accusers and do a tell-all interview. I do not like this at all. One, I think that these men that are accusing Michael Jackson of doing this are lying.
Why do you think they're lying?
I think they're out to get more money. Because if he was found not guilty, why should we believe this? Shouldn't we have found all, like, pretense to make Michael Jackson guilty and as a pedophile?
Do you believe in the legal system that much?
No.
You're saying we should have found all pretense?
But I'm thinking, if they raided his house, they put this man under so much scrutiny, trying to find any evidence to suggest that something inappropriate happened between him and little boys.
The thing is, like, I don't know if there's always evidence, because there a lot of times people get raped, and then let's say they go home and they feel so disgusting they want to take a shower.
Yeah.
But once you take a shower, the evidence per se is gone. Mm-hmm. So if you come out a year later and say this person raped me, there's no evidence. Like what, say it happened in your house, like no one else is there, there's no evidence.
That's true, but then at that point, doesn't it become a he said, she said? Exactly. So whose side are we supposed to believe?
It's hard, that's what I'm saying. And I don't think it's like a concrete kind of thing where you can say, I don't believe them, like that this didn't happen.
If one side is lying and one side is telling the truth, somebody's reputation is hurting if Michael Jackson is innocent, and at the same time, they're hurting their credibility.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying I don't think you can discount it because there's not evidence.
Well, what do you think?
About what?
Like Michael Jackson. Like, do you think that he, like, did those things?
I don't know if he did them. I really don't. That's my answer. I don't know. We won't ever hear his side of the story. I won't ever be convinced by his side of the story because it doesn't exist.
And he's dead.
Anymore.
The man has been dead for 10 years.
Exactly.
I think that if you were, I know it's controversial to say if you have something, like, speak about it, especially
but
when
like,
it's
okay,
about,
let's say, okay, same thing happened, except for not being dead. Same thing happened with Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years and years later, people came out and spoke out against him.
But at this point, like, it was, like, dozens of women that came out against Bill Cosby, and they found their stories credible to the point where they locked up Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. So in my thing, if Michael Jackson has already been on trial, accusers have come forward, they did the court of law the same way they applied the same situation to Bill Cosby, they found nothing, and they found him not guilty, then why? What is there to believe? Like, he had settlements in the past where he would not want to go to court, and he would just give accusers money just to, like, shut down the whole situation. So I just don't know, like, what to believe, but at the same time, I feel like doing this documentary is a cash grab, because if you had something, why not come forward and save other people that you think might also be getting harmed in the process? You know what I mean?
I mean, I can understand your viewpoint to an extent, but I think that, especially when it is such a public figure, I think it's hard to come forward unless it's happened, like you said, with the Bill Cosby case and a lot of people. Where it's, like, multiple people, 10, 12, whatever the number is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that whole Hollywood thing where there were multiple people who had, like, a dozen women come out against them. Say it's two people coming out against a person. Does that make it less of a thing that it actually happened? Does that make what they did?
No. But I'm saying, if he's been on trial, they didn't find any evidence, why should we believe these two people that come out 10 years after somebody has died and said, this is newfound stuff and he did this to us, and we're coming out with a documentary, we're going to be interviewed by Oprah, and, like, this is the facts. Like, it just seems sketchy is all I'm saying.
I think you can approach it with skepticism. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't know the answer to it.
Yeah, and we'll never know.
I think it's still maybe worth them doing if they feel like it's something that they need to do, something that they need to work through, something that they feel like needs to be out there and needs to be known.
But my thing is, like, why does Oprah feel the need to, like, give them a platform? If there's a chance that they're not being honest, why does Oprah feel the need to give them a platform to discuss everything that happened with them?
I don't know. Ask Oprah. Maybe she believes them.
I don't know. See, and Oprah, I don't know.
Everything. The world is subjective. You base the world off your opinion. So if she wants to do something, then she's going to do it. She's Oprah. She can do what she wants
to
do.
It's just not a good look because Michael Jackson is dead. She and Michael Jackson, I don't know, were somewhat close. I don't know. But it's just let the man live, even though he's dead. Like, let him, like, let him pass. Just leave him alone.
I don't feel like I completely agree with that because if something did happen, I don't think just because he's dead that his name should be lived on because he was Michael Jackson, the king of pop.
But if this is true, like, what are they wanting to come out of this then? Just to tell their truth?
To tell their truth.
I think there's different ways to go about telling your truth than doing a whole ass documentary, selling it to film festivals.
Well, the thing is, they're doing it big because Michael Jackson was big. It's not just some person that they knew on the side that no one knew, like a commoner, like me and you. It's some
I'm
big...
not a commoner.
Whatever. You are a commoner. Anyway, I mean, it's someone who is very much in the international world eye. So it has to, for them, it has to be on a big scale. Because if they do it at some local Austin, like, Austin's a bad example. If they do it at some local theater, who's going to know about it? The people in that town, he's a worldwide icon, so it has to be at a higher, like, has to be at a higher viewing point.
I guess. It's just, I don't know. I don't like it at all.
I mean, that's okay for you not like it, but I think that people deserve to have their stories told. Mm-hmm. And I think that you may not get a clear answer because Michael Jackson is dead and the process is going to be different. But I think that people need to tell their stories and things happen and people you may hold to a certain esteem may not be what you expect.
Oh, I know that. That's why I don't follow celebrities like that. I don't care about the Kardashians, all that. I don't know why people
follow them. The Kardashians? Is that your only example? The Kardashians?
Kartrashians. Is that better? Whatever. Like, I don't care about any of that.
Whatever.
But
you care about a lot of other celebrities.
Like what?
I don't know.
Where's,
like,
the receipts?
What do you mean? You're always talking about, like, all these different award shows and stuff.
I care about art. I care about film, movies. I don't care about
celebrities.
Was
Michael Jackson not an artist?
I don't care about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is scary.
I didn't say Michael Jackson, but, like, I mean, like, him specifically, like, but I'm saying these people are artists.
Yeah, but I don't care.
I care about
their art.
Janelle Monáe.
Yes, music. I don't care about the celebrity of everything. I don't care. She makes good music and I listen to it.
So what would it be without her? Nothing.
It's still music.
Nothing.
It'd be music.
People make it.
No.
People make it.
Yeah, people make music. I don't care.
Exactly.
About the engineers. I care about the art.
Yeah, that's why you won't listen to a song with a trash beat.
Yeah, I will. I listen to instrumentals all the time.
I said with a trash beat.
Whatever. I don't care.
Whatever. Whatever.
Okay, so Nikki, what is our main topic for today? Beatings. Discipline. So today we're discussing beatings, whether we would spank, if that's better, your children, whether we got spanked.
It was not spanking.
Oh, for you? I don't know.
It was a beating.
So how would you say you got disciplined as a child?
There were no Susie go to timeout. I'm going to count to three.
Benedict? One? Two?
Two and one quarter? Two and a half?
Hell no.
Two and three quarters? Don't let me get to three. Two and seven eighths? All right, I'm about to say three.
Hell no.
No, there
we
was none of
that.
There was no Mary Ann Taylor or like...
Calm down. Go to timeout.
Downstairs right now. Like, I thought it was so strange watching TV shows and movies when, like, the parent would call their full name. Like, that
like,
would
what
have,
does that do?
Is that threatening?
All it took for me, Jesse! And I would be coming straight downstairs. Like, once
they
I hear
that.
You
don't even say it in a threatening tone. It's just, Mary Elizabeth, come downstairs right now.
My mom will give me a glare. And
the deepness, the depth of their voice as they call your name.
They are the best actors.
It will make your body shake, tremble.
Oh, just by a look. They didn't have to do all that counting 1, 2, 3. I know how to count.
1, 2, 3. Like, they couldn't get to one.
No.
Before I ran down the stairs.
Yeah.
No, I used to run down the stairs so fast if my parents called my name.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Like, traditionally, I think African parents are very strict. My parents were very, very strict on us growing up. Like, there's a lot of things we weren't allowed to do, but when it came down to punishments, ooh, man, we had it bad.
I feared for punishments.
What are some of the ways you got punished?
So I had to sit on my knees and hands yes. up. Okay, if you imagine this, you're sitting on your knees with your hands up. It doesn't seem that bad, really. But when your hands are in the sky for, 20 minutes, your hands feel like you're carrying 100 pounds right. each.
So, what my... Oh. Yeah, what
and
my...
God forbid you put one hand down.
Oh, shit. Oh, you get it. You get it bad. So, I think my dad
and
would do
face the wall. Oh, also, I had to face the wall while I was doing this.
So, what my dad would do... My mom wouldn't make me do this, but... It's similar to what your parents made you do. We would kneel down on the carpet, raise our hands in the air, and keep them perfectly straight.
Yeah, you can't tremble.
Your back needs to be straight.
You can't, put it halfway down you're raising your hand in class. It has to be straight up.
Right. So if it wasn't straight for anything, my dad would get a switch off the tree, and he would whip us with it.
Hey.
And shit. Sometimes we'd be kneeling down for, an hour.
So long. I would just be looking at the wall. I'd be hearing the TV in the background wanting to turn my head.
It's my arthritis kicking in. I felt it was terrible.
The second I put my arms down, the relief. Wow. The blood
was amazing.
Came rushing. Wow. It was so nice.
I just remember vividly my brother's punishments. My brother had an issue when he was in elementary school with peeing himself. Whether it was nap time, whether it was, not knowing when to use the restroom because he's out having recess. There was a time that we were waiting to get picked up by my parents, and I hear this squish, 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 squish noise as my brother's walking. I'm like, what is that noise? And he goes, I don't know.
And he's not going to say, I peed my pants.
So he keeps walking, squish, 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 squish. I was like,
wait, so his teachers didn't notice?
I'm sure, I
feel like when I was younger, if that happened, the teacher would send you to, the nurse to get, a change of pants
I think
something.
As school ended is when he peed himself. So the teacher is trying to get out of there.
That happened, and the teacher would be like, oh, the nurse has a change of pants.
That's embarrassing.
I mean, yeah, but, it happened when you're, first grade. To kids.
Oh, yeah. So I heard the squish again, and then I'm like, I think this is coming from his shoes. So I looked down at his socks, and he was wearing some white socks that I can see. They're, ankle high, and they're yellow. And
so
I'm like,
traveled all the way down there?
Yeah, he must have been peeing. I don't know what he did, but it was yellow. And I was like, what is that on your socks? And he goes, sweat.
Sweat? And you're sweating on your feet.
I was like, how can this
ankles,
be sweat?
Sweat.
And then I was like, oh, and then I looked at his pants. I was like, oh, shit, he peed himself. And my mom does not like when my brother pees himself or teachers find out about it. So when we got home, we get beat with a plastic cooking spoon. And my brother, he got it bad.
I got the belt a lot.
We never got the belt. But then the next day at school, the teacher noticed that my brother peed his pants right before we got picked up. And she's like, oh, Stanley, did you have an accident? And he goes, yes. And then he goes, I don't want to get a spanking. And she goes, oh,
no,
yeah,
he told her
yes,
no.
He told her that. And then I was like, why did you tell her that? And then my mom picks us up.
You have to call CPS.
I know,
or
that's
something.
What I'm saying. So my mom sees that he peed himself and she goes, you peed yourself. Oh, when don't worry, when we get home, I will deal with you.
When we get home.
I will deal with you.
Deal with you.
Oh, and I was like, wow. And then the next day, I had her class. We had the same teacher. She was a music teacher.
Oh, okay.
So my brother also
how?
Had the same teacher. So everybody's leaving class. And she comes, Justin, can you come here for a second? And I go, yeah. And I was confused.
Did
I was like, what does she want from me?
Do you get abused?
She goes, Justin, whenever you got home, what happened? Oh, and I goes, yeah, my mom, she gets mad whenever my brother, pees himself. So sometimes she gives him a spanking. And she goes, a spanking? Oh, and I was like, this girl is trying to get my mom in trouble. So
she's trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
for him to be fearing
yeah.
and, peeing his pants.
She was like, there's some shit going on.
Yeah.
But that was that. She never, pressed on it anymore. Okay. So we were lucky.
If he said he got, beat, then she'd be, calling CPS. But
no.
I feel like some, non-African children got spanked.
Oh, I'm sure. They I heard some of them got the belt. I never got the belt. We got cooking spoons, fufu sticks. What else?
The wooden
stick. Yeah, the wooden fufu stick. Oh, I hate that the worst.
I think it was mainly belts and hands.
Hands? Oh, yeah. With slapping. My mom would slap. My dad would sometimes get his knuckles and pound it on our school.
What?
Yeah, y'all never did that? Like, he would give us a knock on the head.
Are you stupid?
My dad would be like, I will knock your head.
I think my parents have said that, but they've never done it to me.
Have your parents ever threatened to put Pepe in your eye?
No.
My mom said, I'm going to put Pepe in your eye. I remember one time she got some pepper on her fingers.
I should be calling CPS.
She got some pepper in her fingers and then got my head trying to put pepper in my eye, but I knew that she was bluffing. No. But I knew that she was bluffing. I knew
before, it. Before, no, she is, because then she'd have to take you to the hospital.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then she wouldn't want to take you to the hospital.
I'm sure that my parents, that was a punishment that happened to them, I think. Wow. Maybe that's why my dad's eyes are hazel. I don't know.
Oh, no. And the worst is, like, if you cry, if you tremble, if you put your arms up to protect yourself, then it's just worse.
Did you ever do the padding in your pants?
No.
To, like, prevent, if you're going to get beat on your butt, like, you would
put, like, an extra pair of pants. I never knew when it was happening.
Oh, really? I knew.
You like, had scheduled beatings or what?
Well, okay, it depends. Like, in middle school, we had what was called Pheno. So if you didn't turn in your homework, you went to Pheno. And Pheno stands for failure is not an option. So they would hold you for like 30 minutes.
I would never allow myself to be in Pheno.
I don't know what happened.
In elementary school. So every Tuesday we'd have to like bring it back to get it signed. I guess how you're doing in the week, like behavior and grades or whatever. So I did that like clockwork. But the thing is, my parents sometimes would not sign it. I have to beg them to sign it.
God.
I'm like, please, people forge
their stuff all the time. I never forged. I was scared.
Have they made told you the story?
They made forgery a big deal.
Have I told you the story?
No.
Okay. Uh-oh. That's for another time.
Uh-oh. But, so I went to Pheno, and Pheno is basically where they hold us in after school detention for like...
How could you lie yourself to get to
30
Pheno?
Minutes to an hour.
Once they hear the word failure.
Yeah. So my dad was... I think the teacher had called him and said, yeah, Justin, he's going to be staying a little bit late after school today. He's in Pheno. My dad is like, what is Pheno? And she goes, oh, it's the program that we have called Failure is Not an Option. Oh, so he failed an assignment. Oh, my. I think that was the most scared that I've ever been to come home.
Wow, you should have allowed yourself to get in Pheno.
So my dad, I got the fufu stick that day. I would have to hold my palms open.
Oh, actually, this did happen. Yes. It did happen. The memories are flooding back.
Oh, I hate it.
Like, imagine just setting up your own pain. You want to retract your hands.
It hurts so bad. God. I hate it. And the fufu stick is the worst. Because that was my dad's favorite thing to use.
Beating your hands.
Ooh.
My hands would be red.
Yes, I hated it. And then I would have like welts on my hands.
No, it never got
from.
That bad
I would get welts from the switches.
Yeah, that's wild. That's some slavery.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. That's what that is. But I remember, like, I once got beat with a broom. I think I told you that. I got a broom broken off my back.
Imagine a broom breaking on
your
back.
Ow. Oh, that shit was bent.
No, I've gotten, like, a hanger when I didn't clean my room. I guess it was the closest thing.
What would you usually, like, get beat for? Do you think it was justified or warranted?
No, I don't think it was justified.
What are the implications?
Honestly, I was a very good child.
I think
like,
so, too.
In retrospect, I was a very good child. Some of the things my friends were doing, if my parents... were the parents of those children, they would have heart attacks.
That's what I'm saying. These kids are out here doing all types of drugs and all types of stuff.
I remember in, like, elementary, like, 5th, 6th grade, these people would be talking about their boyfriends and girlfriends and kissing them and having them over at their houses and stuff. I was like...
hell no.
What? What?
We got punished for not cleaning our room, for not making our bed.
For leaving one plate in the sink.
Yeah.
Who are you leaving this for?
I told you that one time that my dad made me wash dishes, and my dad is, like, very strange about certain things. So, I told you he's very cheap, very cheap. So, he would hate having to buy dishwashing soap. So once
it's down, you pour water and you shake it.
No, well, what he would want us to do is pour a little bit of the Dawn dishwashing soap and then mix it with water and use that as a soap solution versus actually like pouring soap onto the sponge and washing your dish. Like, I was like, how cheap can you be?
How much is it? Like, $3?
I don't know. And then the worst thing, do you know what Comet cleaner is?
Yeah.
Whenever we ran out of dish soap, he would say, use Comet.
No, it has bleach in it.
Yeah, we would use that Comet
Justin,
cleaner.
Maybe that's why you have something.
Yeah, that's, maybe that's why. What's wrong
Comet
with
Comet cleaner.
Yeah, we would
on
use that
face.
On the dishes, and that would be our dish soap.
Oh, wow.
And then my dad, sometimes when we didn't have Comet, we would use fabric softener. My dad what? Thinks fabric softener is soap. It's not.
It's not.
Like, I'm telling you, he doesn't do anything, so he doesn't know these
it's
things.
Not the same
we would
thing.
Use fabric softener. I was like, why are
it's
these plates
so slimy? It's not even detergent.
It's not. All it is scent. And to make your clothes soft. I was like, why are these plates so greasy and slimy? Oh, and we would use them. That was when my mom went to Nigeria and my dad doesn't
your
know how to.
The house must have fallen
it,
apart.
It basically did. Like, I would hate
fabric
that.
Softener.
I don't even know why I brought up the dish. Oh, it's because one time I was washing dishes. Sorry for that little tangent. I was washing the dishes and I wasn't doing the soap the way my dad wanted me to do the soap. So he said, didn't I tell you to use the soap the way I told you to use the soap? And he hit my back. And then I was washing a breakable plate and the breakable plate broke into the sink. Into pieces.
Hey.
And then my mom saw.
I would be looking at them like, please don't kill me. Don't kill me. Please. It was an accident.
My mom hates when we would break her china dishes.
That happened to me. I don't know why. Like, I feel like I broke a good amount of dishes mm-hmm. over the time. I guess when I'm younger and my hands are smaller. Because
we don't use paper plates. We use, like, china.
Yeah. But I remember, like, breaking plates. I'm like, please, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, I hate that. And then my mom, my mom saw a broken, chipped plate in the trash.
If it happened when they're gone, you better believe
you better
sweep
hide
them
that
and
shit.
You sweep the entire kitchen 3 times. You mop it every, no trace.
Not
like, oh,
a trace.
You cleaned the kitchen. Yes, I'm an angel child. I cleaned the kitchen.
My mom saw the chunk of glass or plate in the trash.
You have to put in the trash. Take it out
I
to
did,
that
I
trash
made that mistake.
In the big trash can.
Yeah.
You can't leave in the kitchen.
My mom was like, who broke a plate? And then I was like, it's because he hit me.
Oh, no. Say heat. Is it because of heat you're crying?
Oh my God.
Honestly, like, I think I got really good at hiding things because, like, it was, like, simple things like that. Like, my parents would get mad over, like, little things.
Like, we weren't allowed to eat. We're not. I guess now they don't care anymore, but back then we weren't allowed to eat upstairs. So whenever they would find a plate or food upstairs, they say, who is eating in the library? And if y'all are confused, we have a game room, but my dad did not want us to, like, call it a game room, so we were forced to call it the library.
No games.
Where we
no playing.
Where we
study.
Like, no games, studying. Only study. So people at school would be like, you have a library? And I'd be like,
no.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah.
You're like, you should come over and see it. Like, this isn't a library.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I mean, there
about?
Are books everywhere, but it's
when
not
When I imagine
a library.
Library, like, I imagine those, like, leather-bound books, you know, coordinated, like, you have a... like a maple desk Mm-mm. with a big chair. Not what I know what your library is, and
yeah.
It's not a library.
It's not a library. Trust me, I do not have a library in my house. But I remember what we would get beat for over the summer. Like, we never did anything. We didn't really get to hang out with friends. We didn't do anything fun or go on vacation. My dad would go to Barnes & Noble and get us, like, math textbooks. And we'd have to just study over the summer. And then he would do progress checks on us. And I hated doing math. So I would never, like, do barely any of it. So I would bring my paper down and he would see how much
you're
I got done.
You're asking for your own demise. You're asking
what am I supposed to do? Make up numbers and shit?
Do it!
Because he'll
what
check
do you mean?
It.
Do
he'll
it!
He'll check the work.
Do it!
I should have done it. But then...
You're asking for it.
If there was wrong answers on there, he would say, why did you get this wrong? And he would
No,
beat
my
me
parents
for that.
Would ask me why I got something wrong. They'd say, why did you fail this one?
Yeah, it's failed.
If I got 95, why did you fail this one?
Yeah, it's not that you're missing. Why did you fail it? Why did you fail
when
it?
When I was, like, in, like, second grade, that hurt me so bad. I was like, I thought I did well. I was coming to them happy with my grades. But why did you fail this one?
And then you know what happens next? One. The punishment. Oof, it was bad. But part of the reason I have good handwriting is because whenever we were learning to write letters, if my letters didn't look exactly like the textbook looked, my dad would hit me over the head.
My
and then
parents
he says,
don't
write
have
it
good
again.
Handwriting, so they didn't. They never cared about
Oh, they
about
cared about weird stuff like that. So that's probably why I
my
have
My mom's
really good handwriting.
Handwriting is... atrocious.
Jagga, jagga, jagga.
Jagga, jagga.
Jagga, jagga, jagga.
I can't even read her handwriting half the time.
No, I think if that's a pet peeve for me, having good handwriting. I do not like scribble scratch or whatever it's called.
It's not even
Chicken
like
scratch.
Scribble. It's like, I don't know. It's just shaped weird. It doesn't look normal.
Mm-mm.
It's strange. But no, yeah, I think I got good at hiding stuff like that. If I broke a plate, you know, I put it in the regular trash can, sweep everything multiple times, take it to the, like, big trash can, move things around in that trash can, because God forbid they look and see you've broken something in there. Or, like, oh, one thing is my family, we would shop at Sam's, kind of like Costco. So, like, because there are a lot of us, she buy big food, but sometimes my mom would buy things for us to try. But, like,
that.
She would buy, like, big packs of it.
Bulk, yeah.
And then me and my sisters wouldn't like it. And then she'd be like, I'm not buying you anything else until you finish this thing.
Yeah, we don't like that.
I don't like it. I didn't ask you to buy it. You wanted to buy it. Like, and then it would go be months sitting in the freezer. Like, sometimes I would get fed up. I was like, I want more food. I was like, I don't like this cereal. I don't like this whatever. It was like, you bought it. I would take it outside and throw it away and act like I ate it.
Now that you say that, it brings up memories. Because a lot of the things I would get in trouble for is not eating the food that my mom purchases. So as a kid, I always ate the Trix for Kids yogurt, and I loved that. And then, you know, the Yoplait yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that those were for girls, and I didn't want to I didn't want to eat it. And I hated the chunks of fruit in there. Now I like it, but back then I was like, I did not want to eat that. So for breakfast one day, my mom told me to eat the yogurt. And I was like, I don't want to eat this. And then my mom was like, you will finish it and you will eat it. And then she would force me to eat it. And I was crying. I remember crying. And then she, of course, she beat me that day because I was such a bad kid. And then she drove me to school. And then the teachers.
Happy. Have a good day.
No, she. I don't think she said that. I don't know. She might have been like, bye. And that's
bye.
It.
Get out of my
car. And the teachers must have been thinking I was so stupid. They're like, Justin, why are you crying? My mom, she was making me eat Yoplait yogurt, and I didn't want to eat that. I don't like eating that. She must have been like, that's why you're crying? Like,
like you don't know the repercussions.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like, yeah, because it'd be the littlest things that to other people wouldn't make sense why I would get in trouble for, like, things, but like to me, I don't know, everything is just blown out of proportion.
It was, I remember, it was oatmeal too, because notoriously, if anybody knows me, I do not like oatmeal, I do not like cream of wheat, I do not like grits, I do not like anything in that family. I think it's disgusting. Anything called porridge or porridge, I do not eat that.
Oh, do you like yam porridge?
Yeah,
okay,
but I mean, like porridge, traditional like porridge, like what Goldilocks
eats. Porridge. I don't even know why. My grandma, when she lived with us, she used to make that.
I love that. My mom makes that all the time.
My mom doesn't make it.
If y'all don't know what yam porridge is, it's basically you get some yams, you cook them, and then there's like this green.
Some special, I don't know
green
what.
Green vegetable sauce, or I don't know how to explain
know.
It.
I don't know, it's so good. It's I don't delicious, know what it is. Actually, I know don't
y'all,
know.
I know y'all won't like it,
no,
but I love it.
No, it looks nasty, actually.
It looks good to
it
me.
It looks
I don't
like,
care.
I don't know, but I don't even know how to make it, but I remember eating it. It's like so delicious.
All it is, I think, is like spinach. And you just
okay,
make
we
it.
We had different yam porridge. Well, mine was like yellow.
I have green, and then I have a brown one with beans. Like, beans
know.
And
maybe
yams.
It was beans.
Yeah.
But mine is. Like
I mean, there's
yellow
different.
Or brown.
There's different types.
There's no spinach.
Really?
Really?
There's what vegetable is it then?
Yeah. What do you mean? And like maybe there's plantain in it. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't remember.
I mean, I do. I did
but
like
it's
the sweet
not,
one.
No spinach.
Okay.
Emo state.
Anambra. Whatever, but it was so good. But that I would get beat over not finishing my oatmeal because the thing is, they would force me to eat this thing that I've told them over and over. I do not like oatmeal.
They continue buying,
and they
it.
Said, "Finish your food." And then I would like put it all to the side and make it look like I
sometimes
ate more.
Sometimes I would put my food in the trash and then cover it with something else in the trash, like a plastic. If it was my plate, I put the plate face down
yeah,
on the trash.
I'm not finishing that shit.
Deliberately organize it inside the trash because if God forbid they see it.
Well. I'm stupid. I would put it in the trash, but then if somebody opened the trash, they can visibly see that there's food
thrown
away.
You're not smart.
And then, you know what? I got the fufu stick.
You're not smart. You have to learn how to be savvy about these things.
Have because... they ever pulled your ear?
Yes!
Ow. Oh,
I don't pull it and twist it. It'll be burning.
Ow.
It burns.
It starts throbbing.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of pain. I don't know who taught them, like, but it's so painful. They'll pull it and twist it.
Yes, I
your
hate
ear.
That shit. And my
they'll
ear
start
is throbbing.
Burning and throbbing. Wow.
It's usually when they tell you that you need to listen to something.
Are you listening?
Are you? And then they grab your ear Genty. And twist it.
Genty.
Huh. Ooh.
I'm like, I'm listening to you. Why are you pulling on my
oh,
ear?
Oh, that hurts so bad.
I even just did it to myself. I don't know why. Your ear actually hurts, like, a lot. I don't
even
know
though
there's
no
like,
bone in there.
I don't know if it's, like, a lot of pain sensors.
I don't know.
But it actually hurts. I hate that shit. I don't know why.
Do you know what a dirty slap is?
No.
Really? I remember my mom used to say, if you are not careful, I will give you a dirty slap.
I feel like they said that, but is it a specific thing?
It's a slap. Like, it's a real slap. Like, it's yeah, a it's slap a... the black off your face slap. Like,
oh, like, everybody hates oh, Chris, I'll slap episode. You into the next week or next Tuesday or something like
There's
that.
There's an episode where the mom slapped the black off his face and it was in the Ziploc bag. They put it in the police put it in the Ziploc bag as evidence. I was laughing.
I love that show.
But yes, I got the black slapped off me a few times. Ooh, and it's my mom that be slapping me. It's one of those slaps where they slap you, and then you turn your face and then hold your lip to see if there's any blood. Like, I hate that.
Oh, that's funny. I feel like people will be listening and thinking, oh my gosh.
Yeah, poor things. We've been through some shit, let me tell y'all.
We're laughing about it now, but it was rough.
We didn't get timeout. There's some people that they never got beat at all.
Wow, that must be a good... Those are the people who talk back to their parents.
Yes.
And disrespect people, like, that work, like, public service jobs and whatever.
Or call their parents by their first names.
Yeah.
Hell no. I wish I would do something like that. Can you imagine calling your mom by her first name?
No.
Hell no.
I don't even think I could say it around her.
Hell no.
Oh, God.
I mean, I could do it jokingly, but I would, like... Nah.
I think one time I tried it when I was younger. Maybe I heard one of my friends calling their parents that. And I said, I was like, oh, your name's blah, blah, blah. She said, who told you that's my name?
Oh, she's like, because I just I always call my mom or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's very strange.
No one told me. Mm-mm. Never mind. Forget I said
that. Yeah, forget I said anything.
Yeah, I never call my parents by their name.
No.
Ever.
If you want to live, you don't do that.
If you want to die.
Yeah, if you want to die.
Go ahead.
By all means.
But
I noticed a correlation. The people that didn't get beat, they're wildin' out here.
They're wildin'. They're disrespectful. So, okay, do you think people should get beat? Yes or no?
Okay, I'm imagining myself having children, and then I think, am I going to beat my children?
I don't know. I think it depends. Because I feel like the amount of times I got beat was unnecessary. I really feel like it's unnecessary, but I feel like in certain situations, it's okay.
Yeah, it's like a learning experience. Yeah. I know not to do certain things ever.
Like, I think it's fine to, like, spank your kids on the butt. Like, I feel like that's fine, but I don't need to be hitting my children with...
Knocking their heads, pulling their ears.
I don't need to be doing all of that, but I don't think a spank on the butt is, like, bad. I don't think that's bad. Because sometimes kids just need to know, but I don't think you should be, like, doing all those...
There's a difference between punishment or discipline and abuse.
And I think the thing is also that, like, at least my parents never explained, like, why things were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. No explanation. If I ask them something.
That's a lot to unpack, yeah.
Yeah. If I ask them something, they just say, because why has a long tail? or they wouldn't, they just look at me and not answer. They still do that today. Like, if I ask them something and they don't want to answer, they just look at me and they don't answer.
Mm.
I'm like, you can't, like, you. I feel like as a kid, you need to understand why things are the way that they are. So I feel like as a parent in my future, I'll explain to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to them more.
Communicate.
Yeah, communicate with them and let them know it's okay to have feelings for one. Because that's something as a child, like, you need to know it's okay to express your feelings, but you need to know how to express them properly.
Exactly.
But I feel like they shut a lot of things down.
Mm-hmm.
They just, like, went straight to
no
punishment.
No is no.
Yeah, no is no.
Things are like this because.
And because. There's because no reason. So. Because I said, and that's it. And if you
no
question
argument.
Them,
and, yeah, when
it's
we
like
would
you're
be,
undermining
We'd be
them.
Like, but why? And then, oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, but, like, as a kid, you're curious. You want to know why things. You're curious about the world.
Well, kids are curious about the world. Like, I wanted to find out.
You just be telling them no and, like, because. Like, just because what?
No, they need to answer their kids' questions because kids are curious. That's why I asked my mom. Are you sexually active?
And like, she could have answered that better. Yeah. She could have said, well, we can talk about that
Maybe
later.
They could have given me the talk, because I never got the talk.
Or they could have gave you the talk about it. Like, but I feel like there's better ways to handle certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they just automatically resorted to punishment.
Yeah.
And part of it is negative.
Honestly, I understand why. But they grew up in a completely different culture.
Yeah, I understand why, but, like, it instilled such a deep, like, sense of fear in me.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, like, a good fear, like, oh, I want to respect my parents. Like, I am scared to do
anything,
this.
Yeah.
I'm scared to ask them to go to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm and just scared.
Looking back at it, I think growing up, I got the worst of punishments compared to my siblings. I think that, I don't know, my dad more so, because he was more of the disciplinarian than my mom. Like, the stuff that he did, it made me, like, kind of resent him. Like, yeah. Even to this day, like, I don't, like, hate my dad, but, like...
I think it strains your relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
It really strains your especially
when you feel, like, what you did...
You feel fearful of them. Like, you don't feel like you can talk to them at... Even as an adult, you don't feel like you can talk to them as a fellow adult. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're still under them, still under their reign.
Right, they want us, like... forever.
They have this power over you, mm-hmm. and you'll never be able to overcome it.
Yeah, and it's just not a... That's why, for me, I don't think that... Like, you know, I'm an easygoing person in general. I can't see myself, like, being, like, strict to the point where I would... I don't think I don't think
I'll
be
in my future, I will parent very differently than my parents.
I think I'll be...
Did.
Honestly, I'll be...
I will parent very differently.
I don't think I'm going to be the strict parent at all.
I will just say that. I will do a lot of things differently.
I see you beating your children, though. I don't see you being... Yeah, Nancy, it's okay. Yeah.
Nancy. Like,
Nancy, whatever.
No, like, I may, like, do a little some, but I'm not, like, I really do want to have, like, a more conversational kind of relationship with my parents,
yeah.
with my kids mm-hmm. in the future. And have them understand things,
answer their
questions.
Because you don't want your kids to, like, resent you or feel like they can't talk to you.
I want to have a more open relationship with my, like, my future kids. Mm-hmm. I want them to be able to ask me things, be curious, be able to ask me, are you sexually active? However you ask. Like, I want them to be able to ask me those things. And, like, of course, at different ages, you handle those types of questions differently. Mm-hmm. But I still think you should handle those questions. And you should handle things... in a way that a child will learn from it, rather than, like, resorting to fear and, like, oh, I shouldn't do this. I have to do this a certain way. Like, I don't know. Like, always living like you're
walking on glass or whatever. Like, yeah. And it shouldn't be that way. I think there's a way to punish your parents. I mean,
imagine.
Whoa. I think there's a way to go about, like, parenting your child.
I think your children should be punished, but I don't think it should automatically be, like, beating your
Yeah,
children.
There's different ways. Like, do you think there's ways to parent that includes not beating them at all?
Yeah, I think so. I think it works for different people. Like, apparently there's research that says it doesn't work at all, but I don't know if that's true.
Meaning what?
That, like, corporal punishment doesn't work at all. Like, beating, spanking, whatever, like, you shouldn't do it. It's mm-hmm. negative. But I don't know if I believe that, really. I think it may have its place. I don't think all children are one all be all. Because some people respond to punishment well, some people don't.
I don't. Like, it.
Like, some people are like, oh, I got punished, I'm not going to do that again. Some people are like, oh, I got punished, I don't care if I get punished again, I'm still going to do whatever I want to do. So mm-hmm. it's like, you also can't treat every child the same way.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Because my brother is very stubborn. Like, if my dad, like, back then, like, hit him, like...
And I think our parents didn't realize to what extent, like, how us growing up was different from them growing up. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they just applied everything, like, copy-paste, and it just doesn't
work the
same way.
Some things don't
work
the same at all. Because I know that sometimes they probably are paranoid that we're going to call CPS. That was never a threat in the back of my parents' mind, because they know we would never do something like that. I like our house. I want to keep it. I want to stay living
like,
here.
Like, where will you live? On the streets?
Yeah, literally.
On the, like, no. That, like, wasn't, like, an option for me to run away or anything like that. Like,
ooh, that was... I think African parents are different. Some people are way strict, and some people are not strict at all. One of my Nigerian people that I grew up with, he ran away from home and went to go live with his friend. And I could not imagine...
Did his parents do anything?
They were calling him to come home, but he wanted to stay with the family.
Mm. Why'd he run away?
Well, his grandfather had come, like, back from Nigeria. He's, like, 90-something, close to his 80s or whatever, and was living in their house. And apparently he didn't want to live, like, with his grandfather.
Just because of that reason?
Yeah,
like his grandfather wasn't doing anything?
I guess, like, maybe having to help him and talk to him and stuff like that.
That's a weird reason to run away.
And his parents were annoying him, so he just got fed up and ran to his white friend's house. Because they'll let you in.
No, but that's true. Because I remember in high school, or, like, when I was younger in general, like, hearing stories of, like, oh, this person is living with, like, their friend or some stories like that. Like, I think one of my close friends, her older brother was around the age of one of my sisters. And, like, one of his friends was living at their house because, like, his parents kicked him out or something. Mm-hmm. Like, also, I don't think our parents would kick us out.
Hell no!
Like, they would beat us, they would torture us, but they wouldn't kick us out. We're their children.
Yeah, let me get something straight. Like, African or Nigerian parents, they do not want us to leave.
They will act so negatively toward you, but, like, they want to hold on to you. They want to hold you by your neck and, like, never let go of you.
For some people, when they turn 18, they're free. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, yes. When I was 18, they're like, oh, why can't you do that? Aren't you 18? So what does that mean? It means nothing.
It's just a number. It's just a number. That shit does not mean anything. Like, right now, I still feel like a child.
If I go home now, if you ask me to do something, I have to ask.
I'm 22. Like, I do not feel like I'm just bigger and bad and just can,
like,
do whatever I want.
Once you're 18, you can do whatever you want. You're shit. Legal. Like, I don't know what world you're living in, but we are not living in the same world. Let me tell you that.
Nah.
Because being 18 did not change my parents' reign on me.
No, not at all. Not in the least bit.
At all.
At all. But I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't think that I will be. I don't think. I just don't think.
Do you even want children?
Is that an episode for another day? I don't think I want children. I always imagine myself with one. And I think that the baby will look just like me. So I'm scared.
Why do you think that?
I just think, because I have strong features, so I think it...
Do you look like your parents?
Hell no. My parents are light-skinned.
So why do you think it'll, like, I don't look like either of my parents, at least
in
my
opinion.
You
got all their good genes.
I guess. Today, my mom was like, do you think it's you that made yourself beautiful? No, it's God. So you better thank God.
She asked you that?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I was like, no, I didn't make myself beautiful. Like, what?
Wow.
Very strange.
But for the children, I don't know. We'll see.
I want children.
I know you do. I think you want a big family. I see you with 6 kids.
No. Cut that number in half, please. Sir. I can only go through so much.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very sure. I have a lot of cousins that are, like, families of 6. No, thank you.
Wow. All right. So now we are going to switch over to listener letters. Do we have one ready?
Yes.
What name should we do? Chiamaka.
Chiamaka. All right.
All right. So this letter is from Chiamaka. So Chiamaka says, question. Why are products for black hair now marketed for all hair types? I've noticed that products I used to use don't work as well because the formula has changed to become more inclusive. I'm not looking for something that will satisfy every person's hair needs. I'm looking for something that has a formula that can address my hair needs and my issues. Different hair types and textures need different things. I think hair should shift towards makeup lines. They acknowledge that not all foundations will fit within a certain skin tone, so there's more variety. Hair products should also address different porosity levels, textures, and types. Until that happens within one single product line, however, products for black people should actually be marketed for black people, especially because we have such big purchasing power in the economy.
I think this is kind of a loaded question. For one, there are many different hair types within the black community. I know of black people with very fine hair and very loose curls, but there is also girls like me or guys who have like 4C hair texture. So I think it's hard to say that these products aren't marketed only toward black people because black people have all different types of hair.
Mm-hmm.
You may want a product that's marketed toward type 4 hair and then type 3 and so on. But I think you can't really say it's not only marketed toward black hair because there are companies who are marketed toward black hair.
But I think what she's saying is that she's using a specific product that is for black people and they change to be more inclusive. So my thing is that there's a reason why they do that. Even though black people do have a lot of buying power in the hair market, I think that if you branch out and try to be inclusive of other people, like Dominican types of hair, Caucasian types of hair, that's more money for the business. Because I think some businesses feel as though if they're serving just black people, that narrows their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that narrows the money that they can make. It's unfortunate for people that actually use those hair products, because when the formula changed, it's not as effective. So,
but I think also that it may be partially on you to, like, look for companies that make products that are good for your hair. I know that's really been hard for me after, like, I transitioned to natural hair, because I have pretty, like, low porosity hair. My hair gets really dry. So it's been hard for me because a lot of these products are, like, really lightweight and they just do not work on my hair. They're meant for, like, looser curls, just, like, curls that hold moisture more. And that's not what I need. So I understand it's hard. I don't know if that shift will happen soon, but I know there are a lot of, like, smaller companies. They might be a little more expensive that are coming out with, like, catered hair products. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, it is unfortunate that whatever product that you do like for your hair is not working, because I know for a lot of people it's hard to find one product that really works for them.
Honestly, try switching it up. Like, for me, it's taken a lot of trial and error. Mm-hmm. Try, like, buying stuff online that's from, like, smaller companies. Those might work better for you. Also, try DIY stuff. It's going to be cheaper, and you can, like, cater the certain ingredients that you want. Yeah, it makes it
so exactly what you want.
Yeah, like avocados, different types of oils, eggs, etc. Like, cater to your hair and what your hair needs in terms of, like, moisture.
Yeah. And maybe this is wild and bold, but
start your own hairline.
And maybe you can be that billionaire that
you
caters to your audience.
You fill that gap in the market.
Exactly.
You know?
Do it. Yeah, you can do it. Hopefully we answered your question.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. So this letter is from, what name should we give this person?
Ada.
I actually have a friend named Ada.
Isn't your sister named Ada?
It's a longer form of Ada.
But she's the first daughter, right?
Yeah.
So, Ada.
Yeah, she's an Ada. So, this is from Ada, and she says, "So, this is happening to me right now. This guy has matched with my friend on Bumble, and they've been talking since January. And he told her that he wasn't talking to anybody else when he even met her mom. And this past week, he slowly stopped talking to her, and that's when we started talking. So I don't know if he genuinely likes me or he's trying to get his dick sucked, because because he would text her that he was horny and she didn't really do much about it. I'm a pretty straightforward person, and I told him that I'm a person that likes to take things slow, and I don't like physical stuff or sexual stuff with someone fast, just because I think it personally that intimacy is special and it shouldn't be given to anyone that just wants to hit it and quit it. He said he understands and he still wants to meet up this Monday for lunch. So I don't know if he's being serious or if he's just fucking around. Like, do guys change their behavior based on the personality of a girl? Like, if a girl is more vulnerable, are they more likely to play them versus a girl that doesn't deal with BS? Or do they have the same attitude with every girl?" So her question is, like, do guys change their behavior based on the personality of a girl?
Let's each give our opinion.
Shorthand answer for me. The answer is yes.
Shorthand answer for me, yes. If a guy wants to be with you, he's going to want to be with you. If he
By
doesn't,
any means possible.
Then he does not want to be with you. If he thinks you're just a temporary fling, he's going to treat you as such. But if he thinks you're his future wife, he will treat you as such.
Yeah. I think that definitely guys do change their personality to match the personality
but
of a girl.
But I think you're not going to be able to change that. I think they have made that decision by whatever girl that they're with, and that's how they're going to treat her.
Right.
So
for you, since you see two different types of behavior from him,
maybe that's honestly how he feels differently toward you guys. I don't know what the situation with your friend is.
Yeah, if two different girls have two different personalities, isn't it normal for them to
be treated differently? People have different relationships, right? So, like, with friendships, you might have a different relationship with one friend versus another friend based on their personality types.
But it seems like she's been burned before. So maybe she's like, should I give this guy a chance, or is he trying to play me? I would say, if you're about not, like, having sex, like, right away,
and he seems okay with it, then I don't think there's anything.
I think that's the real test.
Yeah.
So if he's always, like, if y'all are, like, making out or whatever, and he's always trying to, like, go there,
then that's dicey.
Yeah. But if not, and he's being patient with you, and you can tell that he's, like, serious about what he says, then maybe he could be.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with pursuing that.
Yeah.
If you think he's clingy because he texts you more frequently, I don't know. Maybe he likes you a lot. If you don't like that, then I don't know, tell him, or if you really don't like it, then don't be with the guy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So, yeah, I think just give it time. You'll notice the signs. If you notice the signs that you don't like, then you know that he's a fuckboy. And then there
and
you have
your
answer.
And once you realize he's a fuckboy, leave him the dust, please.
Hey, but not all men are trash. I know the saying is that all men are trash.
Justin, you're trash.
I'm not. You think I'm trash?
Yes.
No, for real. Do you really think I'm trash? I know I have a heart of gold.
No, I didn't say all that.
Perfect veneer smile. You know, I'm a great catch. So, yeah, not all men are trash, but I would say give him a chance, give him time, and time will ultimately be the best test.
Yeah, I really think that men will treat a girl how they want to treat her. It depends on, I guess, what he sees with you in the future, or if there's no future, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we hope we answered your question. So what I would like to leave y'all with this week is the importance of communication. My saying is always that communication is key. If somebody texts you and asks you a direct question, please respond. It's common courtesy. I know.
Practice what you preach.
Yes, I should practice what I preach. I'm not about to be a hypocrite. I know sometimes I do it. I don't always mean to do it, but yeah, communication is key. If you are having problems with somebody, communicate. Do not text them. Meet them in person or call. I do not like...
Yeah, I honestly think face-to-face is better because there's also this whole thing of body language and, like, how things come across. And, I just think face-to-face is better.
Yeah, definitely. Like, do not text the person.
Because if you ask someone, oh, do you want to hang out in a week? If you ask them that in person, they have no option but to answer you.
Yeah.
They're not going to look at you and leave and walk away.
Yeah, that's true. So always communicate clearly because that saves everybody time and drama. And that's something that I learned this week that I want you guys to take away from. So,
yeah, thank you guys for listening to Polar Opposites. You guys can DM us or email us. You can always follow us at Polar Opposites Pod. Mm-hmm. And
send us a question. We want to hear from you guys. We want to solve your problems and figure things out and, you know, have these conversations that really need to be had. So, with that being said, we'll catch you on the next one.